The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of these shall come the governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called his wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. Verse 9. When they had heard, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Oh, we'll go back and cover that verse after we cover the first 12. Very simple, straightforward narrative. We're going to move for it very quickly. So he was born, right? The wise men came. They looked for him. They had seen his star. Now what the star is, you know, there are people who look and they wanted to look for some sort of astrological sign that could look back. Because by tracing the motion of the heavenly bodies, people can see back in time as far as what the position of the planets and the stars would have been in the time of Christ. You know, people talk about a conjunction of Mars and Venus or of Venus and Saturn. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I definitely do not put any stock in any of those theories because this would have been something so remarkable as to move men. They say, we have seen his star. To me, this could be nothing less than something miraculous or something that appeared to be a star. But it could have been an angel in the sky. It could have been something bright. You know, it could have been anything. So to presume it was an astrological event or that these men were astrologers is presumptuous. A lot of times people try to present these guys as astrologers because they were wise. It really doesn't say wise men. I think it says the Magi. Let's see. Yeah, Magoi. It nowhere says they were Gentiles or that they were only three or whether they were priests or kings. And it doesn't say that they were in Bethlehem, really, when they found him. Because if you look at it, you know, they always present the Magi as coming to Christ in his manger, right? Everyone loves that Christmas. They figure they got there just in time for Christmas, right? Well, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, right? I'm going to get to the part I was getting at. And he gathered all, and they wanted to know where he was going to be born. And it says Bethlehem, right? And they went back to Micah 5:2. You know, Bethlehem, you are not least, because out of you shall come the governor who will rule my people. So that they knew that was a messianic prophecy, that he would be born in Bethlehem. So he called the wise men. Herod did. Herod was evil. He wanted to destroy the child. He sent them to Bethlehem, right? And they went to Bethlehem. But then the star, verse 9, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. It doesn't say he was in Bethlehem. Bethlehem was a small town. It would not have been hard to find him in Bethlehem if they knew what they were looking for. It could have led them away from Bethlehem. Remember, in Bethlehem, he was born in a manger, which is like a cave where they would feed animals. And here he's in a house. In verse 11, they were into the house. Not at Bethlehem where he was in the stable. not a discrepancy so much as it's a clue. The star, whatever that being, something miraculous, some sort of bright sign in the sky. Not as, you know, everyone wants to make everything explained according to natural phenomenon. You know what I mean? Like, to prove it's possible. The very idea of God is impossible according to natural phenomenon. So, why stop there? You know, when you see a miraculous sign, it's a miracle. There's no reason to try to assume, well, there's got to be some naturalistic explanation. I suppose there could be, but no one, they've traced back and they haven't found anything. So it's not naturalistic. And also they say, well, the Romans were always very meticulous about noting signs and so on and so forth. Again, what if it was only visible to those who were following it? Notice, Herod can't follow the star. They're following the star. The star appeared unto them. You know, I remember the case of Elijah where he had his servant with him and his servant was afraid and he said, Lord, let the heavens be pulled back for a moment so that he could see your hosts who were ready to defend Elijah. And so the servant was able to see all the heavenly hosts that were hidden outside of human vision. Not merely invisible, but dimensionally not there. So the Magi followed this star, which they saw. I don't think Herod saw it, because if Herod saw it, he would have followed it. Why would God lead just everyone to Christ? Obviously, he was leading whoever pleased him to Christ. He was leading these Magi. There could have been 20 of them. You know, it was three. I don't know. Three seems like a very small company. These are wise from the east. These could have been Jews who were living in Babylon or someplace out east, because the Jews had been scattered through the previous wars with the Assyrians and Babylonians. They were widely dispersed. So they came to the house. They saw the young child. Again, paidon. You know, it doesn't have to be a infant. He could have been of a year old at this point. And in fact, there is there's evidence in verse 16, I'm jumping ahead a little, but Herod has all the children slain from 2 years and younger. See, what we see happen in one chapter could have covered several years. And that's the thing, is that people sometimes don't get about it, is that it is a compacted narrative of events that happen over a period of time. It is about the message, not about the details.